What's going on, white peoples? Just get it out the way right now. This is my hair. This is not a hat. No, white ladies, you can't touch it after the show. Don't ask. After every show, I get some lady trying to trunk my fucking fro. What if I grab your cooch? Get out of here. Yeah, everybody think I'm a bitch because I wear glasses and got an afro. Big guys be trying to kick my ass. What's up, little motherfucker? Wait a minute, goddammit. I can fight, maybe. I don't know. I might surprise us both. Like, I have an astigmatism, not a muscle deficiency. Don't try me. I might fuck you up. I'm lying, I can't fight. Got my ass whooped not too long ago in the fifth grade. But this was by a big, tall, big, strong girl. It was a girl, she whooped my ass. My daddy didn't want no bitch for a kid, so he put me in karate classes. Now, I didn't know this at the time, and y'all might know this right now, but karate only work if both people know the shit. You ever think about that? The only time you see karate effectively being used is by two karate motherfuckers. I'm in here learning how to defend against Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. They ain't teaching me about this Sasquatch bitch stomping on my face. Fuck this wax off, wax on sensei, I'm dying. This shit don't work if ain't nobody gonna do this. You do this shit in a regular fight, that'll knock your goddamn head off. I got mad too. I'm like, wait a minute, bitch, you supposed to do this first. She's a stripper now, so. I lost the battle, but I won the war. All throughout the pandemic, I ain't do nothing productive. I had this girl, and we like, she was my roommate, and then the pandemic hit, and you know, jailhouse rules, dog. We got locked up together, man. Started fucking. I'm just glad my roommate was a girl. Otherwise, it'd be a different Ron up here, because rules is rules. It was weird being in a relationship throughout the pandemic, man. Every other day, she was like checking on the status of our relationship. What are we? What are we doing? What are we? Bitch, surviving. What are you talking about? What do you want, more? You want to be closer? You want to get married? Like, we are quarantined in a studio apartment. I inhale your farts, bitch. You don't get closer than this. To pass the time, I was just watching YouTube videos, just going down rabbit holes. I learned so much useless stuff. Like, I know how to perform a C-section perfectly right now. Like, let a bitch go into labor, I'll deliver the fuck out that baby. I was watching these white women in Wisconsin. That's not what they was called, but that's what they were. They was cooking, and I would like follow their recipes all throughout the pandemic, but it would always get to a point in their recipe where they would do some shit or ask for some shit that I couldn't get. They'd be like, all right, now go down to your local butcher. I'm like, well, wait a minute. What year do you live in? Local butcher? I don't know an international butcher. Well, you want me to go down to the cobbler and have my shoes fixed? Get a fork fashioned by the blacksmith? Is it at Ralph's or Gelson's? That's all I know. And white people, y'all been lying, man. Y'all made us think y'all couldn't cook all this time. Bullshit. You can. You know about spices and herbs and seasonings, not the important one like salt, but y'all know all the other ones. Paprika, oregano, fucking thyme. I thought thyme was a unit of measurements for moments past. No. You guys are fucking stupid. It is. It's an herb. It's okay, we're all dumb. I don't take credit for anything stupid I say up here. Because I'm a product of public schools. They don't teach you shit, man. In public schools in here? Public schooling? Yes! Dumb little motherfucker! Just waste our time. You ever think about how much time school wasted of ours? They don't teach us nothing important, nothing useful. And it's the most, like, important time that we go to school. That's when you can learn anything. You can be a fucking astronaut, learn multiple languages, and they teach us horse shit for nothing. And it's a lot of time, too. Like, you go to school for 12 years, you study subjects for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you're not a professional. None of that shit. How? How is that possible? How do you go somewhere and study things that long and not become a professional that? I've been jumping rope for 3 weeks. I feel like Muhammad Ali already. These motherfuckers wasted my time. Math class, I learned nothing useful past addition, subtraction. That was it. I should have been done after that. But they keep going. I know how to find the height of a tree using the shadow that it casts. Right now. I can do that, but I got to call my mama every time it's time for me to do my taxes. Why? Fuck that tree. Cut it down. Why am I in the woods? These are better questions. What did you use to measure the shadow? Use that on the tree, motherfucker. That's critical thinking. Science class, I learned a bunch of bullshit. I learned about some of the most useless things in the world. I learned about rocks. Rocks, dog. Is there anything more useless than rocks? They don't grow, they don't melt, they don't move, they just there. And I had a whole semester on these bitches. I learned about an igneous rock, a metamorphic rock. What's the last one? Up? Dumb motherfuckers, all of them. A sedimentary rock. You ain't thought about that shit since school. You had a whole semester just for that laugh. That was it. I hope it was worth it. Rocks. Fuck rocks. I don't smoke crack. Why am I learning this? Teach me something I can use in science class. Like, this is fucked up. Teach me something I can use in science, like how to do a pressure point abortion. That is... Fuck y'all! I didn't say I would do it. I just want to know how to. Somebody come up to you, I'm pregnant. Not no more. Ain't Planned Parenthood right there. I just... Y'all can eat shit, goddamn it. It's a joke for me. They practice the shit over there. All right. A lot of white ladies out here tonight. You guys are cool. I dated a white lady before. It was interesting. Y'all a little too free. Y'all need some oppression in y'all life. All right, white women just... Wait a minute. Jesus Christ. You gotta put a white woman under arrest when you fuck her. Put your hands where I can see them, because you keep... Stop trying to put your finger in my ass, lady. Stating this white girl, she wanted to peg me. Yeah. If you don't know what pegging is, good for you. Pegging is when a woman puts on a strap-on dildo and fucks you in the butt. You know, I was like, no. She was adamant though, come on, why won't you try? Why won't you let me try? Come on, you might like it. I said, excuse me, I might like it. I'm sure I'd like it. I no quarrels with that, I'm certain. It's gotta be great. There are marchers every June for it. There's no way it's not awesome. That don't mean I need to do it. She wasn't done. Come on, why won't you let me try? Finally, I had to tell her, like, look, goddammit, why won't I let you try? Look, do I look like... Why? Why won't I let you try? Cause you white. That's why. I can't let a white woman fuck me in the ass. Do you know how far back I took black people if I let a blue-eyed, blonde-haired devil fuck me in the ass? I haven't talked to my parents after that shit. Son, you couldn't find a sister to fuck you in the ass? Sorry. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. All right, which one do I have time for? Let me see, do I want to make you guys laugh or make white people feel bad? What do you want? Both? Somebody said bad, you guys are masochists. Whatever. I'll just say this, drink up, man. Drink up, but be safe. You know, don't drink too much, I guess. It's illegal. I don't even get it. All the rules around drinking is just weird. You gotta be 21. Why? Says who? Why? Why 21? Why not 20? Why not 22? What's special about this number? You know how many other dangerous things you can do before you're 21? You can drive a car. That's very dangerous. You can beat the police. That's very dangerous. You can... Be the police at 18. You can be in the war over there fighting for our freedom and safety at 18. All right, put it into better perspective for you. You can do porn at 18. You can suck dick legally, pay taxes, have kids. You go to work, you have a hard day at work, you get off, you sticky, you crunchy, your pussy's on fire. You go home to three screaming kids and you gotta drink a Capri Sun? What? Give that bitch some tequila, she deserves it. Stupid rules. You can't drink and drive. What the fuck is the cup holder for? That's entrapment. If you can't drink and drive, why is there a parking lot at the liquor store? How the fuck you think I got here on horseback? Then they just send you to jail. I don't like that. They just like, oh, you go to jail. It's like, come on, we got to have better solutions than that. Just you drink, you go to jail? Give us like a lane or something. Like a drunk driving lane. Bikers get it. Get on the bus, you broke bitch. We're driving here. I'll help design. It'll be a drunk driving lane like when you take kids bowling. You put the bumpers up. Get to your destination. Or when you go to the car wash, you put your car in neutral on that tracks and you just smile. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my time. I'm Ron Taylor.